To Pete Gooden now. We recently caught up with Pete and asked him about the brand new album he's got available on Seamless, and asked him how the concept of the album came about.
The Essential House.
Well, it came about, Graham, who runs Seamless, he's actually from the same town as me, but we've both kind of been spending most of our lives in Ibiza, so we've always been in touch, and I signed a couple of my tracks to them recently that came out in the spring. And they just offered it to me and Chris Coco. I suppose we were associated with Ibiza. Me and Chris do lots of stuff together as well. I suppose it was just a bit of a natural progression, really, from where we were at before.
So how did you come about sourcing the tracks for the album then? Was the tracks that you wanted on the album which didn't actually make the cut, or was the tracks that they were on Seamless and they were going to be already included on the album?
Oh, no, they're all my choice. I mean, well, most of the tracks are mine, for a start. It's made it easier. I'm a DJ, obviously, and I write a lot for magazines and blogs, and I do a radio show, so I go through hundreds and hundreds of promos every single week. So sourcing records is something I automatically do every day of my life, so that's easy. I just pick a few of my current favourites, and I just put a lot of my stuff, a lot of stuff from my new label, some of my remixes, and then I added just a sprinkle of kind of current favourites on top of that, really, and just put it together. Nothing too difficult, really. It's what I do, so it's not. I've done like 30 odd compilations now, so it's I love doing them. It's great.
Brilliant. So when the albums come together, obviously yours is more of the deeper sound. Chris is more of the laid back beat sound. Is that the type of sound that you're playing out and about when you're DJing now?
I've been playing at Mambo for about 17 years. I like good music. It doesn't matter whether it's house, techno, electronica, drum and bass, disco. I like good music. And to be honest, Chris is the same. We just had to take roles on this one. They wanted a more chilled one. Chris does a bit more consistent chill stuff than I do. I do a bit more consistent house. Chris does lots of house. I do lots of chill. But it's just the way it felt. And we were both perfectly happy to take it that way. So, I would certainly play that kind of music in Mambo for sure. I mean, it's not exactly full-on club music, but it's certainly what I'd be playing in Ibiza, yeah.
Excellent. So you mentioned your own label as well earlier on. How's happening? Yeah. What's happening with your label at the moment, and what releases have you got forthcoming?
The label basically we started it as a blog a year ago. And that went really well. The blog's secretlifemusic.com. And that's just literally us putting DJ mixes by people we like. It's by putting interviewing people we're interested in, reviewing music we love. You know, there's no agenda. We just do stuff we all like. And that became a label. And then after becoming, the first release was in January, which was one of my releases. Then we had another release in March by one of the artists we signed called Robot 84. And then we have another release on Monday by some Swedish guys. So the first release was Pete Gooding, Same Old Street, January, and then second release was Robot 84, So Badly EP, and then the newest one is Bambook, which is B-A-M-B-O-O-K, and Andy Cap, as in A-N-D-Y-C-A-P, one word, and that's called the Genius Child EP. But we've been getting amazing support from like Sasha, Nick Fanciulli, Mandy, Joris Vaughan, Jose Padilla. I mean, just a really long list of very, very good people, so I'm really, really pleased about that. And then forthcoming stuff is there's another two-track EP from me next, which is out in August, and then in September, I don't know if you remember, there was a very classic album compilation put together in, I think it's 1988, by Pete Tong called Balearic Beats Volume 1, which kind of highlighted a lot of the tracks that Alfredo was playing in Amnesia. Kind of in the late 80s, and we've actually signed the rights to one of those tracks by an artist called Finny Tribe, F-I-N-I-T-R-I-B-E, two words, called D Testimony, two words. So I'm just saying this for the benefit of the fact that you're recording it. And we've had some great remixes of that with Optimo, the Scottish techno people, Justin Robertson, myself, and Robot 84. We've got a lot of people, Andy Weather, all playing it, and that's going to get like a full vinyl release. And Irving Welsh has written the sleeve notes because he's friends with the artist. So that's fantastic. Yeah, so we've got loads of great stuff coming, sort of booked up really till the beginning of next year now. So yeah, so it's all looking good. It's great with the label. I'm very pleased with that. It's a real hobby that, you just do something because you love it. And like, for example, with the blog, press agents now approach us to feature people on it, but that's not why we do it. It's literally just us being totally what's the word I'm searching for?
Standalone.
Say again?
Like standalone type of thing.
Well, it's just being very self-indulgent, really. It's what we like. We're not really trying to please anyone else. So if somebody comes along with something that we like, then it's a different matter, but it's not something we're trying to sort of capitalise on, right? We're just doing what we like. So, I mean, that's often a good way to do something to make people interested, I suppose. But yeah, so that's the kind of, and they're labelled Secret Life Records.
Excellent. So whereabouts can people find more information on that then? What's the website?
There's a Facebook page, there's a YouTube channel, there's all the info that you need will be on my website, which is just being made fine after 23 years of being a DJ. So that's PeteGooding.com. So that's really all the info. I mean, that's kind of all, the only place you need to look. I mean, a website will be built pretty soon. Once we've kind of probably got another couple of releases in the bag, and then we'll probably be doing a compilation at the end of the year.
So do you think you'll be working with the Seamless guys again? Do you think you'll have any more compilations in the pipeline, or is there any more compilations in the pipeline?
I did the Mambo album for 9-10 years, and I did lots of other compilations, and I haven't actually done a compilation for a few years, since I think 2007, because I've been really focusing on production and working in radio and stuff. But I've done another compilation this year, which is for a very lovely place in Antigua called Sheer Rocks. It's a guy called Alex Grimley, who used to work for Marco Pierre as a chef. He owned a restaurant in a really beautiful place on the edge of a cliff, and he's a friend of mine, so I go and play there a couple of times a year. And we've just done a compilation as well, which is probably coming out towards the end of the year, which would just be Sheer Rocks Volume 1. So, and then, yeah, I've got some potential plans for remixes there for compilations in the future as well, but that's kind of nothing that I have confirmed properly as such yet, so that's not anything I talk about or anything. But yeah, I love doing compilations, it's great fun. The Essential
House. Well, say a big thanks there to Pete for taking time out to chat to us down here on the show. Don't forget, his brand new album with Chris Coco is available right now on Seamless Records. You can check out the Seamless Records website or go to all the good download sites, iTunes, etc. What we're going to be doing now is going into an exclusive mix, which was recorded just for us down here on the show. It was recorded live from Cafe Mambo. If you haven't been there, it's well worth going to see Pete. Listen to this set, you can see why it's absolutely legendary. So sit back and enjoy an exclusive mix for the Essential House radio show from Pete Gooden. The Essential House Guest.